This is C.
This is D.
And this is Swinging Down Under. Welcome to our podcast, ladies and gentlemen. We actually have some very special guests this evening.
Very special guests.
Very special. VIP.
VIG.
VIG?
Very important guests.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you see where that's at?
I do. Yeah. I do. I see where that's at. Good job.
You probably should introduce him. Introduce them.
We actually have Mr. Weirdly. And Mrs. Atom joining us today.
Hey, guys.
Say hello. Say hello, fellas. Yeah. Yes, you said hello.
They're quite chatty, as you can see.
Yeah, yeah. This will be our shortest podcast ever.
And cut.
So, everybody out there in podcast land has already heard of Mr. and Mrs. Atom.
Mm-hmm, yeah. One of the...
famous.
One of the better dates we've had and the first best date we actually ever had in the lifestyle.
Yeah. As I recall, there was an argument as to whether it was the best date or not.
That's true.
What? Really?
You said it wasn't the best date.
It wasn't the best date.
Really?
Did I?
I don't know.
When did I say that?
On the podcast. We listen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they're listeners as well. Oh, shit.
That's
going to be a problem.
Pull you up on some things. Look.
Yeah.
We're going to be half flying by the seat of our pants. Thank you. That's a pretty woman comment. And
reference.
And half also talking about some points that I've raised that I want to know.
Yeah.
Because I'm a sticky beak.
So just dig on in. We will get to Mr. Adams' reference of testing the urination thing, but we might cover that off later. Maybe not, depending on... how much we can freak them out in the meantime.
It's a good story.
I'd actually first like to, give the listeners out there an idea of you guys, because I think you have a very special relationship and how you got into, swinging or being a bit more open in your relationship is quite intriguing for me. And I don't know, can you share with us a little bit about you guys, how you met?
I was going to say, do you want to do this and I interject, or do you want me to do it and you interject?
You do it and I interject.
Yeah, and then I can surprise everybody and interject.
Perfect. It's going to be awesome.
So we started dating. This is, we'd been married before, both of us, and we started dating. And the very edited version of this is that after about 4 months of just hooking up, we decided we wanted it to be permanent and... just be her and me, but we both decided at the same time that we also wanted other people involved as well. So I can remember us being in a bar and saying to her, look, you know, we have something special. This needs to be permanent. And her going, yeah, but I also want to sleep with other people. And me going, oh, thank God, me too.
So we knew from the beginning that while we wanted to be, you know, with each other primarily, we didn't want to only be with each other.
Okay.
Yeah, if that makes sense.
Yeah, of course. I mean, of course that's stark contrast to us who six years,
2 months, I'm going to say 3 days, 5 hours.
But who's counting?
No one.
Did we realize that's how we wanted to go?
Well, that was even a possibility at that stage because it was, you know, there was a lot of talking.
Yeah, we were very stuck in the world of monogamy.
What about stuck? That's a bit harsh.
Stuck, way harsh,
dude.
We're all going to have American accents except D.
Nobody's perfect.
Excellent.
It's a lot harder to laugh the second time around when you edit out the first bit. Yeah.
We'll fix that in post.
We'll fix that in post.
So that's really interesting for us, I guess, because when we met you guys and you told us about, you know, how you first started, it was intriguing, and we had so many questions because...
One of the things we spoke about just before this podcast, additionally, you guys, your spectrum of sexuality is...
Mm-hmm. Varied.
Broad.
Broad?
We're both bisexual.
Yeah, both bisexual. No, that's not what I was alluding to. Oh. Is that the bisexuality for you guys is sort of toward... Both of you are toward the opposite end of your spectrum of sexuality, of traditional sexuality.
Anybody who's familiar with the Kinsey scale, we're both fours.
Yeah.
And if you don't know the Kinsey scale, go out and look it up.
Yeah.
Wikipedia.
Yeah, seriously. You're listening to a podcast, an electronic media, just try Google. It's the way to go.
And
it's
also,
the way of the future.
And because I'm the helpful one out of the group, I'll put that on Twitter later. Thanks.
Oh, smart. I've got a picture I can give you. It's great. It explains it all in one little picture.
We're sharing already.
Sharing is caring.
that type of podcast. Yeah. This is a very Sherry-style podcast. I think you've got some other questions you want to
ask. I do, actually. So knowing that you both got into your relationship fairly open from the beginning, and knowing that you've been, I guess, dating and seeing other people for quite a few years now, what do you think has changed within the lifestyle, if you will, or within dating other people from a few years ago to now in terms of how you meet people, what dates you go on? And
well, I think an interesting perspective would be the difference between US and Australia, because mm-hmm. you guys are swingers in the US. Mm-hmm. So
jumped ahead. That was my fourth question, but now it's ruined.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do is ask that question now, and we'll move that in post.
We'll fix that in post.
It's a two-part question. Let's do that.
Yeah, so I would say that at the beginning of our relationship, because we both, when we did decide to start dating each other but still see other people, we had other people already on the side at that point that, you know, we would see. And so it was more of a continuation of that, as well as, you know, interjecting the occasional other person or couple or whatever that we would have met. But it was more, the side bits were more established for us in the States. And so, you know, when we moved to Australia, then we had to meet people all over again. We didn't have anyone. And so I think that we used social media a lot to do that. And, well, primarily, I guess, because
RHP.
Yeah, RHP has been fantastic for us. Mm-hmm. But we use social media to meet people. And we really narrowed it down. Initially, we would have, you know, we knew what we were looking for, basically. And we wanted friends that, or like-minded friends. And so if they were like-minded friends that we could then have a further relationship with, great. If not, it was at least people who understood us and knew where we were coming from and had a similar viewpoint. And so that's kind of really what we set out to do when we looked at making friends once we moved here. And I think we've got a really good community at this point of friends who, some of them we, you know, sleep with and have other relationships with, and some of them we don't. But they're all like-minded. They all know what we do. Mm-hmm. And we don't have to hide anything about who we are or, you know, what we think. And
we categorize all of our friends as pants off or pants on.
Yeah.
And you can...
What if they've got half a leg in, half a leg out? Like, yeah, sometimes they're pants on, sometimes they're pants off.
But what that means is that pants off friends are also pants on friends. Mm-hmm. And that for us, I think especially, that's an important distinction, is we don't just sleep with anyone.
Wait a second, a swinger that doesn't just sleep with anyone?
Oh, my God.
This is revolutionary.
Oh, my God.
Our attitude and anybody who has gotten this message from us on RHP knows we have a quote, and sex is easy. Anybody can have sex. But to have something meaningful and to have some sort of connection, that makes it that much better, that much more fun, and that much more established, I guess.
It's a lot more intense.
Yeah, it's intense.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we had a chat off air a little while ago just around the fact that, I mean, my master potting extreme... My master potting extreme podcast, D Takes Over the World, is probably what I'm going to give it a new title at some point. I covered off the fact that we were also sociosexuals, I suppose.
Yeah.
It's a great word.
And really needed to have something deeper than that to be with somebody. And that's, for me, that's when we defined ourselves as being I defined us as being in an open relationship, was after we found people that we actually enjoy the company of, mm-hmm. not only enjoy having sex with.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, it's nice to know you guys have the same opinion, other than we're just sexual toys that you play with every now and again.
Yeah, sure.
Well, it's nice to know that you guys are actually right.
That we're right.
Wow.
Yeah. We are totally right. Yeah, good point.
You can fix that in post.
And go.
Mr. Adam, I've actually got a question for you. So knowing that you guys kind of came into the relationship fairly open, were there any rules ever?
Ooh. Yes. And it's I don't guess it's as funny as I'm laughing, but so I can remember distinctly one early in our relationship, she had a date, I had a date, and then we spent the night together with each other. So we both hooked up with our prospective dates, but the rule was, you know, you always shower. And I know that seems funny to say that, but that needs to be spoken. You have to make sure that, you know, you're going to be freshly cleaned and the other person or other people are going to be off of you
when
we're together. But then once we started, once we made a more stable foundation, the only rule is, you know, she's my home base. Mm-hmm. I'm always coming home. No matter what goes on out there, the person that, you know, she's the only other jigsaw piece that I actually
you're waking up to.
Yeah, she's the one that I actually fit into. That's, she's base.
Yeah.
And that was, basically, I think those are the only two rules is, you know, you're always coming home to each other and shower.
Yeah.
And I think that, and I think the coming home's reasonably obvious given the fact that you both have tattoos that inspired your name on our podcast, actually. Yeah. you'd like to correct us on that?
Yeah, they're technically molecules.
Yeah, they're technical molecules. Yeah, yeah.
We're not going to split hairs.
Or atoms. Oh, that's a high podcast high five right there.
High five right there. Well done.
It is actually a valid thing, though, because I think our first full swap, we actually came home and actually showered together before then going into the bedroom and spending the night together as well. So
yeah, but that was because we didn't have the option to shower where we were. Otherwise, we probably would have done it there before we came home.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a good point, actually, because, you know, sometimes you don't think of the logistics.
And the logistics are important.
They
the devil's
absolutely.
In the details.
Yeah.
The devil
they
is
really
in
are.
The details, absolutely. Actually, something a little earlier we were talking about is splitting of condoms.
Yes.
Who brings them?
Who brings the condoms? That's still
and
a question.
Yeah, can I just clarify? Not talking about a condom breaking and splitting whilst on, but maybe, you know, you're coming around to your friend's house and there's going to be some play, and maybe that's the house that you go to often. Who actually arranges the condoms?
Yeah, is it a BYOC?
BYOC.
Yeah.
And is it? Would it still be called corkage or? Condomage or I don't know what are we
is there
if you start charging a corkage fee
is there a jar
is it to pump
we need a condom jar, that's what we need, something to drop money into as if you
you can call it a corkage fee because it's the fee you pay to pop your cork.
Well, let's call it corkage from now on.
Yeah, we're doing that. Excellent.
So yeah, I think sorry,
go ahead.
No, you first.
No, well, I was gonna change away from the condoms for a second.
Do it.
Go.
Okay. Well, condoms, yes, again, like you said, are very important. And that is more of an unspoken rule I think we have, is that we always do play safe and we do use condoms. But I would also say that for us, there are times where, you know, we'll be talking to someone online or, you know, chatting with people. And if one or the other of us is uncomfortable with the situation or doesn't like something about that person, then, you know, we do have the right to say that I'm not comfortable with this. I don't know that it's a good thing for us. And so, you know, we may pass on that person. But there's always discussion around that as to why or what is it and what does the other person see that you may not see. And is it something that we want to pursue or not?
And
so,
to build on that, I think a lot of people assume who aren't in the swinger community assume that, you know, we just go out and have sex.
Yeah.
And that's all it is. There's so much communication. You've got to have that. You got to talk.
You got to talk. Absolutely. I mean,
with your partner, with other partners.
Yeah. Even in the middle.
Yeah.
Even in the middle of it, you still have to talk. You need to understand exactly what's happening, what's not happening. I mean, we're avid communicators whilst in the sexual process because, frankly, the last thing I'd want to happen is that we get out of that and find out that C was uncomfortable in any way.
Yeah.
And that's why, annoyingly so, sometimes I ask questions in the middle of sex that I'm sure nobody wants to hear the answer to.
Do you have to go to the bathroom?
Oh, no, not again. That pea-sized bladder strikes again. Yeah, that was a Mrs. Adam reference there.
I have that. Problem.
Yeah, pea-sized bladder.
I have a very tiny bladder.
Well, having said that, so you came to Australia, you met some people online. So, Mrs. Adam, what stands out in a profile that you would want to look at? And Mr. Adam, what is a turn-off in a profile that you would look at?
So, I tend to I like someone with a sense of humor. And so if you can inject some sort of something humorous in your profile, but also intelligent, because we don't, you know, we want somebody who can carry on a conversation. And like you said, we like
people
that
I mean, why do you talk to us?
We talk to C.
Oh. Yeah.
But I would say that, having some form of intelligence on your profile is good. Humor. Also, I like people that are more positive. If there's, you know, if there's negative comments or statements or anything that's a little off-putting on there, I just immediately, that turns me off.
The poor, poor, pitiful me.
Yeah.
Well, that's fair. I mean, you generally in life, I suppose, you try and surround yourself with people who are glasses half full anyway, so it's no different when you're involved in this part of life.
Yeah. I want people that seem like they're happy and enjoy things and are, you know, willing to go out and enjoy themselves and try things.
Bit of spontaneity is always nice as well.
Absolutely.
You know, we were talking about. Hey! Spontaneity.
and the shirt is off,
people. That is spontaneity right there. I'm just upset.
Are you getting hot? Should we?
I'm actually just upset it wasn't the pants, but you know, hey.
Well played, sir.
Yes.
I think well played.
Yeah.
And what's turning you off?
Turning me off. I got to be honest. I think my biggest turn off is the pictures that are just either genitalia.
Yeah.
Let's be realistic. I mean, there's variations, but we talked about this early. All genitalia looks the same. You see one cock, you've seen them all. And I don't mean it like that. It's not. I'm not trying to be ugly, but let's be realistic. There's variation, but I don't need to see that first thing.
No.
I don't go to a bar and look at the lady or guy at the end of the bar and go, you know, and rip my pants off and show them. I just did the rip my pants off.
Yeah,
you can't see that over a podcast. It's not a video cast, but
we'll work on that.
These
pair are a work in progress, so please forgive them for
we're podcast virgins.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We've just popped your pod cherry.
Ouch.
Potted your cherry.
That's one of the biggest turnoffs. And somebody who just, especially on RHP, somebody who just does the. The cookie cutter.
You know,
it automatically populates your post for you.
It's like five lines, you know, we're this age and...
Yeah, and the flirts on RHP. If anybody from RHP listens to this, fix that. The last thing I want to get from somebody is, I think you're cute, will you message... If I messaged you, would you reply? It seems kind of passive-aggressive.
And also very needy.
Yeah, like, no, I wouldn't message you because you're too needy.
Well, I'm glad we didn't lead with that one. I mean...
Well, we don't typically flirt.
No, we're not big on flirting. Well, on RHP. The flirts for us seem somewhat irrelevant because if you're interested in someone, then... I don't need somebody else to write my language for me.
Exactly.
And a flirt for me is actually somebody else giving me some language. And I much prefer actually being... And again, probably because... you know, I'm funny as hell, right, T?
Hell's not funny. It's pretty serious, really.
Wow, game, set, and match.
Well, let's just say I'm the funny one of the couple. I'm going to say that.
Inevitably, not.
After that comment, though, apparently I'm not. But, because I'm the funny one, I like to actually...
try to bring your humor across.
Yeah, try and have some of me in it, and apparently a bit of humor helps.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Everybody wants some of you in them.
Especially.
Well, you are on
the funny
fire today.
I am on fire.
I know. Today I'm not the funny one.
Just for everybody out there in podcast land as well, we're talking about RHP. It's Red Hot Pie. What a flirt is, it's like other social media sites, dating sites where there's a kiss or it's kind of contact, contact.
A poke.
Free. I think it's free for anyone to do. You don't have to have a paid account, which I understand that. You know?
Yeah.
But if you're really into this, it's like, what, $20 for a month? I mean,
If you're really in the,
Well, there actually is a flirt that says if you can't afford membership, probably you can't afford me.
Yeah, that's a flirt response. if you can't afford membership, you can't afford me. That's great. So. That is a good one. Keep that one.
Yeah. Agree.
Well, I guess I would like to know about the best date and the worst date since we're talking about dates earlier.
My best and worst?
No, they're your best and worst.
Oh, this is a question.
Who wants to take the best and who wants to take the worst? Or do you want to have a little moment together and some whispers across the side?
We need a moment
side?
Together.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll just
talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah. We'll just show the
you don't have anything, babe.
No, we'll just talk about what they're talking about. Line. Oh, this is horrible. I don't know. They're whispering over there. lots of facial expression. One of the glorious things actually about swinging is that these guys are currently not talking to each other. They're just communicating through a winks and nudges, the occasional leg squeeze.
Because we didn't pay for the membership.
Yeah. So the triple leg squeeze is happening right now, which is please get us out of here, generally, is that's what it means.
Do you mean worst dates for individuals or that we had together?
As a couple date? Or
was it couple dates?
Let's keep a couple at the moment. Okay. Yeah.
I know. I can do the worst one.
Start with that and we'll think on best.
Yeah, you think. So we had this date with this couple in Sydney.
Were they C&D?
They were not C&D.
Yay.
They were D and C. No, I'm kidding. No. Definitely
we
not
need
you
to
guys.
we need to stop bringing intelligent people onto this podcast.
Oh, when are you going to start?
That was rude.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Your last guests were so much better than us. They were well behaved.
Self-deprecating. Yeah, but they were drunk.
Oh.
So drink up.
You need to drink a little more, apparently.
Glug, glug.
Yeah.
Sorry, back to your
first date. Yeah. So we had this date, and we basically told them, look, we have 40 minutes. It was our fault. We have 40 minutes, but we'd like to meet you guys. We only want to meet for a drink. We never play on the first date, as a rule. So we met at this bar in the city, and one of the first questions out of her mouth was, trying to think exactly how she... Yes, that's right, sorry. The first question out of her mouth was, do you like to party?
Oh, okay. So that was... we're looking at a drug reference there, right? Straight up.
When it comes to that, I am as vanilla as it gets. And I went, oh, we typically don't do the parties because, you know, we like to...
We like to talk to people and meet them before
we fool around.
This was a weekend or a weeknight?
This was a weeknight. This was a school night. Oh. Yeah.
School night, 40 minutes at a pub, first time you met.
Exactly.
Right.
And so the first question was, do you like to party? And after we said no, we could tell that she instantly lost interest in us. And then the rest of the date, she proceeded to just bash her male partner.
Verbally. Physically.
Talk about how dumb he was. What a horrible job he had, you know, how he was just not of value.
Right.
And that was such a turnoff to watch somebody belittle their partner.
So you had 40 minutes. How long were you there for?
The 40 minutes, because we were like, nope, we got to get our bus.
Oh, right.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so that was it. Okay.
Yeah, sayonara.
Yeah.
Honestly, we would have, if we had liked them and hit it off, we would have definitely, like, oh, we'll pay for a cab later. Yeah. But the issue with the bus, the issue was the bus. Okay. 40 minutes for the bus.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a bad, bad date. And I think if that had been our first date from RHP, we would have.
Probably not returned.
Probably
it
not.
It was very uncomfortable to watch, to listen to her. Yeah.
Do you think that was a dominant thing? I mean, was that part of their...
She was insecure and trying to make herself feel better.
Oh, you think so?
Absolutely.
Because we've had... Well, I mean, what's that?
Cockholding?
Cockholding. You don't think it was anything to do with that?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I didn't get that feeling from them. It was... Yeah.
And so had you received any contact? I mean, how'd you end it then? Okay, so you got your 40 minutes. You've got to go. We've got to go.
Well, no, actually, it's really nice that you had only 40. You're already working on the premise of 40 minutes.
Perfect.
Just
because we were like, oh, we have to catch our bus.
Yeah, sure.
But
I just cut the throat.
After that, we messaged them, I think, and said, you know, you're nice people, but we...
Just not interested.
We're not interested.
So you did the closeout message.
Yeah.
Good for you guys.
I think it's important.
Don't just leave someone hanging.
We agree.
Yeah.
We agree.
That's good.
We've closed out messaged a few people, and it's a couple of single guys as well along the way. And most people are actually very appreciative of that.
Yeah, they really are.
Because at least then you're not going to waste your time.
And in fact, some people have said, how do we do better next time? We've actually had a few things like, thank you, thanks very much. And how do I do better next time?
A single guy did that. Once for us, and he actually said, look, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend. Can I ask what I've done? What the problem was, and how do I work better at this next time?
For the next couple.
And you actually gave him some tips.
Mm.
And not only that, you then he holds a little bit of a smaller part of your heart, given the fact that he actually took that on board and said thank you for that. You know, I thought that was a nice response.
That's a decent human being, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's not enough of those out there.
Right, so of course I'm going to think that he's a great
person.
Yeah. And the best. What's the best one so far?
We've had a lot of good ones. We've been very, very lucky since we've moved down here.
And total sluts.
I'm not a slut. I just love love.
That is such a good quote, and you've used it now 5 or 6 times today.
I don't know. I need it tattooed on me.
Yeah. Just underneath the atom. Sorry, the molecule.
Lower.
The molecule.
We've had a lot of good ones.
We've made some of our best friends through RHP, actually. You know, it's the only negative is people ask you, oh, how did you meet them? And you're like, social media. you know, it's
awkward. I saw her boobs on RHP. Yeah,
it's really awkward when your family asks you, it's like, oh, you're making so many friends, good friends, you know, in Australia.
So quickly.
How do you do that? Yeah, so quickly. How do you do that?
And, I give them my wife.
Well, I was going to say, we take our pants off was what I was going to say. But your parents tend to frown a little on that. Yeah, but anyway, so we've been very
lucky. Concerned about your well-being, because otherwise they might think that the people you're hanging out with might have, you know, low morals.
I gotta say, I will say one of our best dates through RHP was the pub crawl.
Yeah.
Oh, get out.
That was so much fun. It was well put together. It was a lot of fun.
Do you feel wind? I feel wind.
I'm blushing.
It was really great for us, too, because there were a number of couples that we had been chatting with on RHP.
Including you guys.
Yeah, including you guys, that we had not had a chance to meet up with yet. And so it was kind of one of those, well, look, everybody's going to be in one place. This is awesome. We can at least see if we hit it off or not and if we want to, you know, message them again.
So did you hit it off with anyone that night?
Maybe a little.
With any one or any
multitude?
Few?
If one is good, more is better.
Oh, wow, that's another tattoo. I mean, you're going to run out of body space with that.
War and peace. We broke a few records, I think, that night.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know, there's a thing called CDs nowadays and also
Sorry, USBs. Called what?
Records, CDs.
Oh, wow.
We'll fix that in post.
No.
Every joke is not a gem.
Have you seen?
Gem.
It's not gold. Okay. That is not gold.
No. Every joke is not a gem.
That was
maybe
my C game.
Oh, my God. Oh, see what you did there?
You made
good
up
recovery.
For it.
Wow. Oh, wow. A nice recovery.
Thank you.
Yeah. You should
well done.
Play some sort of competitive sport.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Like, what's that? You guys have it over in the States, actually. It's lingerie gridiron or something. Is what's it called?
Powder puff football?
Is it powder puff? Is that what it's called?
Where the ladies go out?
Yeah.
And, yeah.
In lingerie.
I don't know that they do that, but...
Yeah, they do.
At least in his brain, they do.
No, they do. Yeah, they totally do.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to go back and
I'm trying to think of who the Australian... There's actually an Australian, a very well-known Australian player.
They tried to do it down here.
Ridiculously hot.
Huh.
Yeah.
No idea.
No.
I don't know.
Wow! Oh, you people.
Actually,
I mean, don't even know your
we're
own
bad
country.
Americans.
Yeah, you are bad Americans.
That's why they kicked us out.
Although we just had Thanksgiving with you guys.
Yes.
First time we've ever had Thanksgiving because it's obviously not
we're
a huge Australian
so.
Tradition. Because there's not a lot of thanks to give. They just put us on a boat, threw us out here because we were all criminals.
And we're thankful for that.
And we are thankful for that. Yeah. Leave it to the Poms to the Poms. That's an Australianism. Leave it to the. The people from the UK,
the UKians,
to send criminals to one of the most beautiful countries on the planet.
Yeah, look at the weather; they made the wrong choice.
They made the
it's
wrong
gorgeous
choice.
Gorgeous out there right now, in Britain, it's probably snowing, sleeting, fogging,
something boring. Yeah. It all ended with ing.
Ing. Yes.
Yeah. there was a lot of ing. Yes,
and it's actually something that we love. That's actually from the States, aside from you guys, of course, is. Roller derby.
Ooh.
Big
That's
roller
fantastic.
Derby fans.
Yeah.
And we still live in up in Queensland. And in Queensland, the roller derby, they really get into it. And they're in fishnets and they're in these tiny, tiny little shorts. And to be honest, we used to go along. I'm not maybe some for the sport and some for the
some
oogling.
For the watch,
some for the oogling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then we came down here, down to Sydney, and we went along to a roller derby match, and extremely excited. And they weren't as skimpily clad.
Yeah, they didn't actually wear fishnets,
yeah.
Which I thought was a requirement. I mean,
it's a serious. I'm using air quotes. Serious sport. It is a serious sport.
Oh yeah,
it is.
Absolutely.
States,
I agree.
It's like these young ladies are beaten the hell out of each
but
other.
But they also.
But they're so good.
But
at
they
it.
Do dress a little to put on a show for people because that's part of it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a bit of fun as well.
So you can beat up on someone while still looking pretty.
Yeah, it's just like lingerie football.
Yeah.
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 Or swinging.
Or swinging. Yeah.
You can beat up on somebody.
Beat up on somebody.
Still looking
right.
pretty.
You're right. Well, that's actually. I mean, that's something interesting as well. I suppose is that I know you guys probably dabble a little in something a little toward
the dark arts.
The dark arts. Did your wand pick you, or did you? Sorry, that was a reference.
Oh, that's
to
a
Harry Potter
reference. I'm sorry. I'm a muggle.
Trademark. We apologize to the Harry Potter people for saying that. Sorry.
So I understand you guys dabble a little bit more in the BDSM scene as well.
We dabble.
A little.
We have a sex chaise that has buckles on it that you can be restrained to.
I believe I've seen photos.
I believe you have.
Yeah.
I believe I have seen photos of that, and the photos are good.
And so
it's a lot.
The household has, your household has an actual purpose-built sort of playroom.
We repurposed it.
Yes. Yeah. we turned the second bedroom into a playroom.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're into having sex when
you start mounting mirrors to your wall
or your ceiling. Actually,
when you mount it, I'm still trying. I'm still working on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Velcro. It's the way to go.
I don't know if it is. Yeah. I don't think that's.
There's people in the apartment above us. If they make they stomp too hard.
What's really funny is the apartment above us is actually a children's room.
Oh wow, that's awkward.
Awkward.
Yeah.
It's awkward.
Yeah.
A little bit. Whatever.
Yeah, that's all right.
So,
yeah,
but our attitudes—they have to learn at some point.
You know your upward neighbors
by the scowls that we get. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. That's so you're the block floozies.
We say hi and they're like. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean that's fairly standard Sydney though.
No, I think
some of our neighbors are quite friendly.
Yeah, Sydney people give themselves such a hard time. We're from
Brisbane. We live
maybe
in
that's
Sydney.
The problem.
Yeah. Oh, maybe that's the problem.
They don't like you and your kind.
People in Sydney are so much kinder and friendlier, and there's going to be an uproar, I'm sure. But walking down the street, people don't just randomly ram into you and push you out of the way. Like occasionally happens.
Just put their head down.
Yeah.
I don't see you, don't see you, don't see you.
It's, yeah, people in Sydney are great. Australians are great.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah?
Hey? Yeah, I think
that's why they're down under.
Oh, my God. One too many.
Gotta
too
like
many.
The Australian kiss.
You gotta love the Australian kiss, yeah. Yeah.
So, tell us about, back home. What's the... So, did you ever go to clubs back home? Did you... dating online back home? What... What's the big differences? Because it's fairly more open there. I think that as generally as a culture, people are a bit more open about it. It seems
it's
anyway.
It's less accepted. Maybe more open. I don't know, but it's less accepted.
It depends on where you are as well.
And maybe it's just the circle of friends that we have. Because in the States, our circle of friends were people that we had either gone to school with, gone to university with,
worked with,
and then our families. So that's our circle of friends. There was a few outside of that.
Mm-hmm.
Those down here, our circle of friends are either people that we've met through RHP and the lifestyle, or friends that we feel comfortable enough
to talk about.
To talk about it, they know us. Everybody knows us, and so we feel in Australia, we feel it's so open and accepting, and nobody is really judging us and saying, "Oh, you shouldn't do this." Whereas in the States, there was a few times that you would say something perverse and you get that scowl from
or just kind of a quick look.
Yeah.
So we should probably establish where in the States you guys were. I mean, we know this, but I don't think anybody else
that's
does,
true
so.
If you can't tell from the accents, we come from the Southeast,
so it's a little more conservative area.
So it's we're in the Bible Belt area. Mm-hmm. Where there's just about more churches than there are people.
Wow.
So it
sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. It's I'm not going to say anything bad about it directly, but I'm glad we moved. But, you know, so one of the places that we went to in the States was a little place that's actually called The House.
Okay.
It was in a neighborhood. It was the end of a cul-de-sac.
So in the state you were in, was it legal? Were swinging?
No.
Okay.
Actually, I don't know that it's illegal.
I don't
but
think
they,
it's illegal. They can't run it as a business.
Yeah.
And so rather than charging to get in, you could give a donation or whatever.
Gotcha.
But you also, you weren't required to either by that same token.
Yeah.
So,
every couple was advised to bring $40,
some
I think.
Money, yeah, of some sort, yeah.
So, of course, they wouldn't let single guys in. Single women came in free.
Yeah.
Par for the
course. Pretty standard.
Yeah. But this place was an actual house. And you walk in, and they've got a hallway with three bedrooms. Each bedroom had doors and a chain. So, you know, if the door is closed, it's off limits. If it's a chain, you're invited to watch. If it's open, you're invited to come in and play.
That's a really good idea. That's,
it was
yeah.
I like
so
the chain.
I feel like that's black and white, pretty
like
cut
the chain.
And dry.
Yeah.
I like
you know
the
where
chain.
You stand.
Yeah, it was really well done.
Yeah.
So if the door was closed, you didn't even knock because that meant nobody crosses.
No, okay.
The master bedroom was always open, always.
Yeah.
Because it had an ensuite bathroom.
Yep.
So there were two bathrooms in the house, and one of them happened to be in the ensuite. And they didn't want to close that off, so they left it open.
Makes sense.
So you don't play in the master bedroom unless you want to be joined in.
And the master bedroom had a bed with a mirrored ceiling.
Uh-huh.
Epic.
Yeah. so we'll get a we
there's
come
nothing
back.
Better than looking back over your own shoulder.
I know, right?
My ass looks good in that mirror.
Look at that guy.
Because it's quite dark in here. Every shade of light that goes down, I get 10% more attractive. So when it's dark, I'm like 100% attractive.
You're so hard on yourself.
Oh, no. You've got to be.
I don't know whether you've got to be.
No,
yeah.
I'm not nearly as hard on myself. I like the light.
I like the spotlight, he says. I like the shadows it casts.
We do have a habit of christening every place we go outside.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay,
you were on our balcony,
so
Ali.
We've got
right?
a yeah.
You're gonna want some wet naps out there.
Okay. Good.
But this place had a pool out back, and they had pool tables. They had an awesome room out back that they had. It was the voyeur's room, so it was a screen door.
Mm-hmm.
But then there was a switch in the
ding, 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 ding. Sorry, there's a screen door. What's that to keep the mosquitoes out?
For the record, our neighbors in our apartment in Sydney have a screen door as well.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, but it's, I mean.
Just because you're from Brizzy.
They can't play the banjo, though, in Australia. Not like they do in the US. I mean, it's so well done in the US.
You're welcome. But there was a switch in there that you could flip. And if you flipped the switch, there was an outdoor, like, giant screen. Like a
projection
a projection screen that was right next to the jacuzzi hot tub thing that would project what you were doing on that bed on that screen.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
This place was the most well set up. This couple lived there. They lived upstairs.
Uh-huh.
They had that door, of course, was always locked. You couldn't go into their private residence.
Cool.
Yeah.
But it was 8 playrooms, a giant Olympic-sized saltwater pool, outdoor pool table, a jacuzzi that would hold 12 people.
And killer movies out in the
and
killer movies in the
yard. And they had porn playing in all the rooms. They had two poles. The place was great.
It was set up well.
Fantastic
yeah.
place.
Yeah.
And so you went there a couple of times? Or?
Yeah. And
so how many times did you project yourself? Did you ever project yourself?
So that
because
was very early in our swinging.
Yeah.
And at
that
point.
Even in our relationship.
That was, actually, that's very true. There was
you
only
would totally
one color.
Project the shit out of yourselves right now.
Oh,
right?
No,
oh
yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
Now we do it anyway. Our neighbors keep going, please flip that switch.
Please set it off. Set it off.
But yeah, that was very early on. So we played in the master bedroom where people could come in and watch.
I love that
and
idea.
Participate or whatever.
Yeah.
So there was another couple with us on the bed.
Yeah.
Well, we have things like outdoor cinemas and sunset cinemas in summer here, obviously,
in
Sydney.
In Sydney, yeah.
And, you know, it's creeping into my mind here.
Yeah, we might somehow take control.
I just feel like walking in front of the projector like, woo!
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Oh, wow. So one of the other questions that I had, which I've thought of on the way through this cast, because C's a lot more prepared than I, which you guys are now aware of.
Yes.
I just sort of when she says we'll fly by the seat of our pants for some, what she's doing is describing me, and the planned questions are C's. One of the questions I had, and this is really quite poignant for us because we've been invited to come and actually
talk to people,
in the real world about swinging, which we're really quite stoked about. But what it means for us
Stoked means happy for those people out there that don't speak bogan Australian.
Hey, I knew it stoked. I've used stoked in the States, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Sorry.
I mean, well, it's redneck, but yeehaw.
Yeah, well, okay. redneck bogan, same thing. Yeah. I mean, it's just different country.
Get in touch with your inner bogan.
So one of the things that we were curious about, because it means us coming out, effectively, and showing the whole world, and which means some interest. Well, not the whole world. I don't think everyone's going to turn up to our presentation.
Maybe like four people.
We're going to have to show at least four people our faces.
That's half the population in Australia.
Yeah, exactly.
We could wear masks.
Yeah. Oh, we could. Actually, that's funny.
Actually,
it's funny you say that, because the Swap Foos, which is another podcast that I listen to, they actually wear wrestlers' masks when they go out.
Wrestlers?
Yeah, wrestlers' masks.
Wrestler or wrestler?
Because there's wrestling.
Wrestling.
No, wrestler, you know, WWF, and yeah. I don't mean the Wildlife Foundation.
WWE?
Yes, WWE. I don't know. I can't keep
there's both. No, there's both. Yeah.
Is there? Yeah. Okay. So they wear what they wear.
One's real
masks.
And one's not, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
That one's real?
Define real.
It exists.
One's more choreographed than the
it
other.
It exists on this plane of reality.
Okay.
So, yeah, it means us coming out. And we're interested because we know that you guys, both of you are out, both not only in your bisexuality, but also in the fact that you're in an open relationship. So that's really of interest to me personally, as to how you, I mean, were you guys always out? Did you?
How it happened?
Yeah, how it happened, when it happened, parents, friends, reactions, things like that.
We're weird. We're weird. I don't think
No, look, for anyone out there listening, we knew that already. I'm actually asking a question here. I mean, you just answered the obvious, my friend.
So we weren't always out. And even in the bisexuality realm, I would say that probably happened shortly before we got together even.
Yeah.
But then, you know, from the beginning, as far as us being open and, you know, seeing other people and whatnot, our parents know, our families know, mm-hmm. But I don't think it was really that big of a shocker for them. You know, they're kind of more along the lines of whatever, as long as it makes you happy, you know, I don't think them knowing us, I don't think they're really surprised, especially knowing us together. Especially your parents. Were.
Well, the difference is that our parents are going to be totally surprised.
But, and I mean, I will say though that, you know, like my dad would not necessarily approve, but he's also knows I'm an adult and I'm going to make my own decisions regardless of what he thinks.
That's my mom as well. My mom is very supportive of everything I've ever done. She's my number one supporter. And
Mommy's boy.
Absolutely. Yeah. I know where my bread's buttered, and she has always been the one person that will defend me against anyone, no matter how stupid a decision I make. But when I started talking to her about it, the first thing she said was, you know, just make sure she's okay. Yeah. Talking about Mrs. Adam here. You know, don't hurt her.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You know, so it was very, you know, rational. But, you know, it's funny because the idea of coming out, you know, especially about being swingers, not necessarily about being bisexual, but about being swingers, I don't really felt like we ever hit it.
I don't think we ever really thought much about it.
It's not something that we never had an opportunity or a need to go, oh, hey, hello world, we're swingers.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah,
yeah. We still don't, and like you guys, I don't really like that term.
No.
Because it's not exactly accurate. I don't know.
But it's also one of those things that I would say, obviously, all of our friends know and whatnot, all of our good friends. But as far as, like, coworkers, some know, some don't.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, you know, I was saying earlier is that I go into work on a Monday morning, and I'm not like, hey, guys, guess who I slept with this weekend, you know? I mean, the people that are close to me.
We should start doing that.
I know.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Those early morning conference calls are awesome. I won't fall asleep now.
Yeah, sorry. Exactly. Yeah. Sorry, I'm just on my second coffee because I slept with so many people on the weekend.
Oh, my God, I'm standing up for this conference call because I cannot sit down.
I cannot sit down.
I wouldn't be able to sit down. Stand up, I mean. That would be the problem. I'd be I need to sit down. Please don't, you know, like when you were a 16-year-old boy and you got called out to the front of the class when you had a heart on, you're sitting there going, oh, please don't call me now. Please don't call me now. Please. Oh, shit, of course they've called me.
Yeah. But, But yeah, I think it's, you know, it's not something we necessarily advertise per se, but if it comes up, it comes up, and we're not going to hide it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, some of my coworkers, I don't know if they have kids or pets or whatever. I don't know every detail of their life. They don't necessarily need to know every detail of mine. But if it's there, it's...
With that said, we both like to talk about it.
Yeah.
Because there's so much... there's so much taboo. There is taboo, but it's not even that.
It's so much misinformation.
Yeah, misinformation and ignorance.
Not ignorant. I don't think ignorance is the right term.
Because stupidity is learning and not knowing, or not caring.
Yes.
Ignorance is not knowing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm ignorant of a lot of things.
Yeah.
Totally. You know.
Like.
Wrestling.
Wrestling.
And but wrestling.
Wrestling. I know all about wrestling.
And it also works,
We'll get the... so you'll put that up as well. I don't know what wrestling is, so I'm sure we'll figure that out after this cast.
Yeah, but what we do in our relationship, it works so well for us, and we're happy to talk about it with people because it doesn't work for everyone. We know that, and it's a very small percentage of people that it would work for, but it does for us, and we want people to understand how that can be, because a lot of people are just like, I don't understand, you know, that's not right, or how does it, you know, are you not jealous, and this, that, and the other, and it's not, you know, it works for us. And I'm more than happy, both of us are, to talk to people about that.
It's actually a really good segue because something you'll hear quite often, really when anyone talks about kind of having an open relationship or spending some time with other people, is that we always, always, always talk about the fact that we're so open and communicating in our relationships now. And it really does tend to actually bring couples together. So, I mean, what... experience have you guys had with that? Do you think this has made your relationship stronger, more formidable? I mean, all these kinds of things. I mean, what?
Absolutely. It's so I know we've discussed it with you guys before, but after we have a play date, we are in constant, always in constant communication, but we're in constant touch.
Yeah.
There's that, you get that wonderful, it's going to sound like you're peeing.
Sorry, I'm actually pouring
a
drink.
D is pouring a drink here, and I know that it's going to sound on the podcast like he's peeing. So I just want to say that, put that away!
And also, why are we in the bathroom podcasting?
Yeah, worse, we're not.
Yeah, exactly. This is the party we have at our place.
Put the top back down.
That's awesome. But no, we're in constant touch. You know, afterwards, we're just constantly cuddling and touching, and I think that for us builds our relationship because that's one of the ways that we express love is through touch.
Okay.
And we're also in constant communication, like you said, after especially after a date with a new couple or a new person, as it may be, whatever. We do have a bit of a debrief, and we're like, you know, what did we think about that? What did we like? What did we not like? What would we do different? You know, is it something we want to pursue or is it not? And I think having that discussion not only helps us to determine how to move forward, but it also helps us understand the other person better.
Oh, absolutely,
you know, what are they looking for? What do they like or not like? How comfortable were they with a certain situation? So having that kind of debrief at the end really helps as well, I think.
I think we're much stronger now than we were.
Yeah.
You know, we've only been together now, I guess...
3 years.
Yeah.
So I think we're much stronger now, which I think you should be that way with your relationship. I don't think that there's ever a time that you should get like, oh, we're as strong as we're ever going to be and nothing's going to take us apart, because that's just begging for...
And even if you don't swing, there should still be that communication. I mean, that's really the key to everything. But I think in this case, it's helped us with that.
I think it drives the communication.
I agree.
Because you have no option but to, because, you know, certainly for us not being involved in this sort of thing and until a long way into our relationship, the first communication from me just about the fact that I was interested in doing this was probably one of the hardest things I've ever had to communicate with C.
Yeah.
Anything since then has actually been significantly easier. You know, some of the things we talk about now, can you imagine?
It's easier to hear now too, I have to say, because that you're not so taken back by it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, if we go back to now prior to when we first had that conversation and first decided we were going to have a go at swinging, and some of the things we talk about now, could you imagine us talking about them then?
No, I can't.
Wow. I mean,
we went to a party on the weekend, actually, and this guy walked into the room and I was like, God damn it, he's hot. And Dee looked across the room. He's like, oh, yeah, you think so? You like him? He's pretty hot.
And normally that would have been, I'm going to kill him. I'll kill him.
No, yeah, it wouldn't have been, but there's certainly a different understanding and a different approach to that now.
Yeah, I understand you're communicating now a
maybe something that I wouldn't have. Maybe something I might have been maybe even ashamed to admit that I'm looking at another guy in a sexual manner. You know, because I shouldn't be.
And that kills me because we all do it. It's like I have a colleague and she constantly asks me, she's like, do you undress everybody mentally you look at? And I'm like, yes. yes, I do. And, you know, and it's like, and it's not in a sexual way, but it's more in a morbid curiosity in some people, you know? It's like,
yeah, I know what you're saying. I
can't
true.
Help it.
It's true. It is interesting, isn't it?
But, you know,
although, can I say, some people look better with clothes on.
Oh, absolutely. But one of those great things, one of those great human truths is that, and I'm making a generalization here, but that everybody has sex. Everybody wants to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
And most people have had sex. Think about that.
Whoa. Mind blown.
It's just something we all have in common.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we certainly do.
And it's nothing
sex.
To be ashamed of.
And it's nothing to be ashamed of. And yet so many people don't want to talk about it, or they think it needs to be behind closed doors. And if that's fine for you, if that works for you, then great. But
the education of,
it does
of,
it.
The education of life has doesn't. Been that sex is dirty.
Yeah.
You know, and I think...
If done right.
Yeah, that's now. Before it was like, so sex is dirty. Now it's like, yeah, if it's done right.
Yeah, hell yeah, it is.
Woo!
Get them wet naps again.
Oh my god!
Look, I actually have a I have something to admit to that's maybe a bit shameful. I don't know.
Oh, go.
So when Dee and I are out having dinner and we see a couple at another table, clearly out together, and they're unhappy. They're unhappy. They're barely talking to each other. They're probably staring at their phones. And sometimes I actually look at these people and look. As I said, it's maybe a little bit shameful. I don't know. And I think to myself, they're unhappy. Are they unhappy because they're not communicating and they're not being open and maybe there's other things that they're wanting?
And that doesn't mean swinging. That just means they're not open and communicating.
I do. I kind of judge. I judge them a bit. I'm like, you guys would be so much more happier if you actually probably told each other what you really wanted out of life.
You know, and it's one of those things that I agree with you 1,000,000%.
But it's a bit shameful to admit that I'm looking at other people thinking, you're doing it wrong.
No.
Judgy McJudge.
You're not judging and you're not saying you're doing it wrong. But what you're saying is, you know, what you're doing apparently isn't working.
Yeah.
You know, and oftentimes if we're having a discussion and I assume what you're thinking, it's going to be the worst case scenario.
Yeah.
I'm always assuming the worst. And so if you've got two married people or partnered people who are always assuming the worst about each other, it's never the worst. How often is it the worst?
Well, I mean, you've just said you undress everybody with your eyes. I mean, you know, I'm not sure you could get... Well, no, that's pretty cool. I was about to say that was bad, but then what was I thinking?
I am constantly smiling. Happy guy.
Very happy guy. Wow. Well, it really takes the fun out of a nude beach for you, though, doesn't it?
Then you're imagining them with their clothes on. I bet you that guy wears a tux.
What would you
often.
Look like in a dress or a skirt?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. In a dress?
Yeah. It has flowers on it?
It does.
For the record, nobody looks good in a maxi dress. I'm going to say that.
Really?
Wow.
Nobody.
Wow. Yeah. Scandal.
Yeah, I know.
That is
scandalous. She's going to throw out a maxi dress.
I'm not throwing that shit out. I like it.
Nobody can look good in a maxi dress. I haven't seen you in a maxi dress.
I think...
I've only got one.
I've
got one and I love it.
I'm actually going to ask C to get into the maxi dress after this because I think
what
there may be
some
change.
We ate so much cheese earlier. I don't know if I can do anything.
I think it's a good idea.
Okay, maybe it'll happen.
There's only one way to solve this debate.
Right. There is only one way.
Yeah, and that's to masturbate.
And that is to fight
a
in a
debate.
Duel.
A master debate.
Ooh, a duel.
Okay, so.
Well, have they got any questions?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, anything for us? Mr. and Mrs. Adam are thinking about this, where... I just want to say, guys, if you have any questions for us or any of our guests, then we'd love to hear them. And I'm sure the Adams would be very interested in answering or perhaps seeing some of the interesting questions you guys come up with. So that if you want to do that, then we have an email address.
Mm-hmm.
It's cnd at swingingdownunder.com. We actually have our website up now as well, which is swingingdownunder.com. Oh, wow, it's so... Like, this is very Hollywood.
It's a secret squirrel.
It's very Hollywood now.
Yeah, sure.
Twitter, you can find us at Swing Down Under.
Mm-hmm.
And Facebook's Swinging Down Under or Swing Down Under. Just have a look around. I'm sure you'll figure it out.
Yeah, Google.
Google again. Yeah, use the Google machine. Google machine answers so much.
Bless you, Google.
So, sorry, I interluded there a little bit, but I want to hear any questions you have of
us. We have a couple of simple questions, and we've already asked you these, but we still like them, and I think it's interesting for the world to hear them. The first question would be...
You need to give us a time frame, remember?
Oh,
last
I know.
Time
frame?
Right?
Yep,
just
instant.
30 seconds.
You each have 30 seconds.
Yeah, well,
that's a lot of silence on a podcast.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
That's why you can't take that.
Maybe let's go 10 seconds.
Ooh, 3 seconds.
Yeah, okay.
You have to give us time now.
Okay.
Negative.
Go. All right. Deodorant or toothpaste?
Deodorant.
Deodorant. Yeah.
Deodorant, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So if you had to give up one of the following three, which would you give up? Oral, vaginal, anal.
Oral.
You'd give up?
I'd give it up, yeah. I'd give it up for vaginal and anal.
That's both giving and receiving.
I'd give up.
I stand by.
I'd give up anal.
Okay.
Both giving and receiving. Both giving and receiving.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
that's it. That was the question.
No, there was. No.
Oh, the follow up to that is.
Follow-up.
He's already jumping ahead. Wow.
Yeah, sorry.
The follow up. We'll fix that in post. The follow up to that is, if you could only have one of those for the rest of your life, which would it be?
There's still sex toys, though, right? Just.
But yes, but only for that one orifice.
Seriously,
vaginal.
Yeah, actually, I think it'd probably just be clitoral, wouldn't it? You'd just minus the vaginal.
Wow.
Altogether, just go straight for clitoral.
No, well, I like it. I like you and the magic wand at the same time. So
that is a good thing.
That's
amazing. And hence why I am staying with vaginal also, because I do like a vibrating vagina. Okay. I have to say, a vibrating vagina is probably one of my favorite vaginas.
Nothing like a fleshlight.
A fleshlight.
You know what a fleshlight is.
Yeah, right? I know what a fleshlight is. Yeah, I've not tried one though. Have you? Have you tried? Have you got one?
I own one.
Oh, quick rundown. Go.
Yeah, what's it like?
Yeah, come
on. It's awesome. It's cleanup's a mess, but
that was my next question. The next question.
You know what's bad when you use a condom on your sex toy.
Oh wow. Safe sex.
Safe sex. Safe sex. Always safe sex.
You don't want to give yourself any.
No, no. I mean, who knows what I have.
That's a really good idea, though.
Yeah.
Using a condom in your own sex toy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
It is a great idea. Well done.
That's what I do.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm a problem solver.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a tip there for everyone out
that
in
one's
the
free.
Podcast world as well. Condom, and also make sure you use lubricant on the inside of the condom.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't understand why is this now a.
No, it's not a thing. So it's let's just say...
I didn't know about it.
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
so
you
C
don't,
wasn't aware
you don't wear condoms.
Yeah.
Well, I don't
so she
wear
wouldn't
condoms.
Need to. But we were surprised. We had a discussion about it recently. And not only C didn't know, but a lot of my male friends weren't aware of that as well. Mm. So, read the frickin' label, people.
No, there are instructions.
No, I'm kidding.
There are instructions on condoms. That
yeah.
always,
how many people have read them? What do you think the percentage is?
I know I have, so it's at least greater than 0.01.
Is that 16 billion divided by... Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's been heaps of fun. Look, thank you so much for joining us. We've had a great time.
Yeah, stick around for the... There'll be more cheese.
Woo!
Well, no more cheese. There'll probably be
actually,
something
else. Actually, there's a good Aussie barbecue.
Yeah. Well,
with Asian chicken and Asian salad, but hey.
You said a good Aussie barbecue. I'm cooking this. It might be an okay. It'll be upper
mediocre.
It's going
to be a great Aussie barbecue.
It'll be upper mediocre, I think.
You're giving yourself a hard time again.
Yeah, no.
You've got to be nicer to yourself.
Bloody oath he is.
Bloody oath.
Bloody oath. That's my best Australian right there.
Wow.
Is
that
it?
Is, really? That's
terrible.
Your best?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Mrs. Adam, what's your...
I don't have any.
Closing statements?
Come on.
What?
You always do the Australian stuff, and I tell you don't do it because we're not Australian.
Yeah, do the Australian thing.
I like wanker.
Wanker?
Yeah.
It sounded so posh.
It sounded more...
We're going to take the train to Ataman.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Are we like
again, quite posh.
Yeah.
I don't know where you think you
after
are.
After three?
Four.
Actually, it's very plummy Australian, isn't it?
Very.
That's what the elevator tells me at work. We're going on to level four.
Yeah. The elevator
like
lady is a snobby bitch.
I'll let her know.
I knew that.
I've just realized if you cross an American accent with an Australian accent, you actually end up with an Adelaidean accent.
Snobby.
Adelaidean,
yeah. It's an Adelaidean accent.
We've never
accent.
Been to Adelaide.
No.
Oh, wow.
We need to go to Adelaidea.
Adelaidea is a place, yeah. It's just beside chlamydia.
Yeah. Next to labia.
Next to labia. Down the road from gonorrhea. to our Adelaidean friends out there.
Wow.
Here's our address, and you can come and kill D at will. Look, we're going to close it off there. So that's Mr. and Mrs. Adam.
Thanks, Gus.
Oh, fantastic to have
Thank you
on.
Matt.
And this is C.
And this is D.
And this is Swinging Down Under.